It's lovely, actually, to see your faces. I normally sit at the back or out in the porch. So I'm part of the 5 o'clock team. And just welcome. It's so lovely to see so many people here, especially with so many away. There's a mystery for me this morning, so I wondered how the drum was working with no one sitting behind the sheet. But that's amazing to play two instruments. We've been having a series of talks on eating together, and we've been going through some of the Bible, looking at where people in the Bible ate together. And we've been looking at, in a sense, creative ways of coming closer together and having fellowship together. And today we're starting a new series, which is much shorter, and it's about Jesus' stories that he told. And Jesus told lots of stories. And funnily enough, the first one, which is the one that I'm talking about today, is Jesus at a party. And one of the guests says to Jesus, and it's a party made up of actually Pharisees and the disciples, they would have all been Jews. And the guest says to Jesus, "How blessed will those who eat at the feast in the kingdom of heaven be?" And Jesus replied with this story, and it must have been amazing. I don't know whether Jesus actually planned these things ahead and wrote them down like we do and studied things, but I'm sure he didn't. And he just spoke gently. And he said that there was a certain man who threw this big banquet. There was going to be loads of people there. And he'd sent out the invitations, and everything was all right up to then. The invitations had gone out. But in the type of parties in those days, people were invited, and then when the party was due, they were just reminded, and then they all came along, and it was a great time, and usually lasted for a few days. But when the man's servants came back from telling the people that the party was about to begin, they all made excuses, and the master was really, well, he was probably upset, but he was angry as well. And he said, "Go out into the streets." You imagine, go out into the streets of High Brooms or Tunbridge Wells and bring in all the poor, all the needy, all those you see on the streets. Bring them in to my party. And then the servant said, "Well, we've already done that. We've done that. What can we do now?" He said, "Well, go out into the streets and just get anybody who wants to come in and bring them in." Now, I don't know for you, have you ever thrown a party and then no one's turned up? See, you're all such popular people. Oh, Jane's that's awful, isn't it? And how many of you have not been invited to a party that you wanted to be invited to? Yeah, me too. And I the strange thing is, I remember it. I think I was about 11 at the time. So, you know, it's those sort of things stick in your mind. But this was a parable that Jesus was telling. And the strange thing was, for the people who were at the party, it was about them. And Jesus had come to the Jews, and he had invited the Jews to come into his kingdom. That's what Jesus had come for, to bring about the kingdom of heaven. And because the Jews actually turned down Jesus, they either didn't believe him or they preferred their own way of life. They preferred their own way of doing things and weren't prepared to listen. Jesus, in a sense, throws open the gates and invites us all in. Everybody's invited. And isn't that the most wonderful, fantastic news that we could ever have? That the kingdom of heaven is open to all. Doesn't matter what your abilities are, doesn't matter how handsome or how beautiful you are, it doesn't matter how strong you are, it doesn't matter how intelligent you are, everybody's invited into the kingdom. And the strange thing about the kingdom also is that there's no favourites in the kingdom. Everybody's equally invited. And the picture of all the people can't be made more clearer. And this is a wonderful picture of the church. Because here we are in this place today. We're all gathered together and we're all different. And there's probably loads of things about each other we don't actually know. But here we are with a common bond that is Jesus. We all believe in Jesus. And we're all, in a sense, trying to be disciples in our own inimitable way. And we do things totally different, don't we? But it's what I've noticed recently. I've had this feel. I don't know whether any of you have felt this, but there's a certain contact between church members and the community, which is growing in so many different ways. There's so many different things going on. There's organised things, and there's what I call disorganised things. That doesn't mean they're disorganised, but it means people are doing them on their own. And we don't know what other people are doing, really. There's so much good news going on that we can't possibly know all of what it is. But to use a biggish word for me, it's what I would call social cohesion. It's where the community comes together, and it's the love of Jesus that brings us all together, and it's that glue that holds us together, especially in here. But as we're gathered together, we are equipped by the Holy Spirit. And I wrote a few notes, because if I'd forgotten that, it'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Because we'd be depending on our own goodness, wouldn't we? But we are invigorated and blessed by the Holy Spirit. And I know when I come to church, I come every week because I don't want to miss anything for a start. And I know that I always feel better for coming. So when I come out the door at the end of the service, I always feel a little bit better for coming in here. Not only seeing your faces, but having that intimate relationship with God as we worship. And in that quietness and, in a sense, individuality of worshiping together, God speaks to our heart. And if we ask what God said to us at the end of the service, I'm sure we'd all say something slightly different, because God knows us all personally. But in a sense, this parable comes with a warning, because the Jews who had received this message of the kingdom of heaven and received that opportunity to enter the kingdom of heaven had actually, a lot of them, had turned it down. And we know what happened to Jesus. And it must be the same for us. As we receive that message of the kingdom of heaven, we have a choice to make too. We can choose to accept that invitation. Because if I stood at the door at the end of the service and I had an invitation with every one of your names on, it would probably emphasise the point. But I've only just thought of it, so I haven't done it. But if I did, and there was a piece of paper with each of your names on it saying that this is an invite, you're guaranteed a place in the kingdom of heaven. But the thing we'd have to do, we'd have to accept that invitation, we'd have to turn up. So how do we do that? Because it's not really like a banquet at the moment. It all sounds a bit abstract. What we can do is to, first of all, to accept Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. And that's a terrific starting point, because then we know and we're aware each day that Jesus is in our lives, and we talk to him through prayer, and we read about him in the Bible, and we meet up on Sundays and meet with other people who believe in Jesus. So we can do that. And then, of course, we can love our neighbour as ourselves. So that is it, wrapped up in the two main commandments, that we love God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength, and we love our neighbour as ourselves. And we have it all, don't we? We have it all. And all we have to do is accept. And many, many of us will have that reassurance that we are in. Have you seen that advert for insurance? No, it's not. It's not insurance. It's pensions. And they all say, I'm in, I'm in, I'm in. Well, loads of us could say that this morning. We're in. And we can have that reassurance. But some of us might not have that wonderful reassurance that we're in. So it's a fantastic thing today not to leave here without accepting Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. Do you know, I've been around St. Matt's since 1976. So you'd think I should know better, wouldn't you? But there are times when I think I really need to renew my love for Jesus and ask him to come into my life. And especially when I'm standing in front of the mirror in the morning, doing my best to shave and not cut myself, I think, thank you, Lord, for this day. And I pray that, you know, you'll be with me. And it's lovely, isn't it, having that reassurance. So if you're not sure, or if you are sure and want a bit more reassurance, then please pray with someone before we go today. Now, do you know what I'm tempted to do? I'm tempted to say it all again, but I'm not going to. So let's, because you know what it is? Sometimes you hear someone preaching and they get to the end of the sermon and then they start again and you think, oh, struth. But I'm not gonna fall for it. No, the reason I say that is my daughter said that to me. She came to hear me preach and she said, Dad, you got to the end and then you started again. So let's finish with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, that there is an invitation with each of our names on. We thank you, Lord, so much that you bless us and you're with us on our journey through life. And we pray today that we leave here with that reassurance, your love, just ringing in our ears and saying, I am with you always. Amen.